We are looking at a 95 million year old flying fish fossil, one that was found in Lebanon. It belongs to a flying fish that lived 95 million years ago. If we wonder what a flying fish is, we can examine it in detail, even on major documentaries by the BBC. Flying fish can rise between 1.5 and 2.5, or even 5 meters above the surface of the water and glide in the air for up to 200 meters. These fish remind one of birds, but it is, of course, impossible for these fish to know that there is air above the surface and that air has aerodynamic properties, and that an aerodynamic structure is needed to fly in the air, that wings are the most important factor in establishing that aerodynamic structure, or the physiology and anatomy of wings and what they need to resist air friction. But, as we can see in the fossil, a flying fish that lived 95 million years ago was able to glide in the air just as fast and flawlessly as a flying fish alive today. They can sometimes escape predatory fish in the sea by gliding above the surface. We see this intelligence shown by living things in nature, and we can also see that the identical properties are shown in fossils. In other words, we see that they were the same almost 100 million years ago as they are today, and had exactly the same abilities. The first ever flying fish, and those alive today, all have wings, and these wings have the same location, dimensions, and anatomical structures. What does this mean? It means that flying fish were flying 95 million years ago. Indeed, the reason this fossil was identified as a flying fish is that it is identical to today's flying fish. This means that life forms have the same properties, anatomies, and body shapes when they were first created by the will of Allah. For however long these species survive, and right down to the last specimens living today, they never evolve and turn into other species or a different living group. Looked at objectively, rationally, and logically, paleontology makes this fact perfectly clear.